I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Is it time to start playing the political game presidential roulette? Is it time to ask whether it could be deja vu all over again, as Yogi would put it? Is there a chance it will be a Trump versus Harris campaign in 2028? Well, it could be a long shot on both sides, but maybe not as long as we think. Just sitting here, let's go through the noise and then ask the question, is this a possibility or the media just trumping up some stuff to talk about? Donald Trump on Air Force One on his way to Asia was asked who he thought the best candidate for the GOP would be in 2028. Well, he mentioned two names. It happened that Marco Rubio was standing right behind him.
We have one of them standing right here. We have J.D., obviously. The vice president is great. I think Marco is great. I think I'm not sure if anybody would run against us.
And says he'd love to have them for a team. But also, there might be another possibility.
I would love to do it. I have my best numbers ever. It's very terrible. I have my best numbers. If you read it. Am I not ruling it out? I mean, you'll have to tell me. All I can tell you is that we have a great group of people, which they don't.
That, of course, would take a constitutional change or the president declaring some kind of emergency and seizing power. He said he would not use the vice president trick, where he would run as vice president and then have whomever the sacrificial lamb was elected president step down. He says it's too cute. He says all the Democrats are too low IQ and wouldn't begin to be able to pass the competency test that he has while president. Which brings us to Harris. On the BBC saying she would possibly be president one day and says she has not ruled anything out.
I have lived my entire career a life of service, and it's in my bones. And there are many ways to serve. I've not decided yet what I will do in the future beyond what I am doing right now.
Which is promoting her book and saying she's undecided. Now, she has an argument that any new run would be very different. The burden that she had to run with was like having three elephants tied to her belt while trying to machete her way through a rainforest. President Biden getting out so very late and then having to find her own identity while supporting his policies. It might seem totally unfair to judge her by that. And she did say she warned during her campaign about the kind of tyrant Donald Trump would try to become. As for Trump, would he have enough support from independents in the swing states for another term based on his record, not to mention blowing up the Constitution? So, bouncing off that question, would the electorate go for a Trump third term? Would it go for a Harris second try? Is there anybody strong enough in the Democratic Party to actually step up and take the baton? Do either Rubio or Vance have any political running legs? Would our collective stomachs be able to survive another Trump-Harris campaign? Or is this just the media again trying to whip up some mystical, magical mind candy? Hello there. Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.